questions on this one? Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fifth item.
The fifth item is a renewal of the Tollgate request for proposals for the employee assistance program. This contract provides a source for the Tollgate employees and their family members with a comprehensive employee assistance program on a voluntary and confidential and professional basis in matters relating to their physical and emotional well-being. This contract is with Perspectives Limited. Approval of this procurement will increase the dollar limit by $45,250. The current authorization is $180,036, and upon receiving your approval, the revised upper limit will be $225,286.
So this is a renewal?
Correct, this is the last one.
The last renewal.
Questions?
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and the last item, please.
Sure. The last item is a one-year Tollgate sole source contract to procure building automation maintenance services. This contract provides a source for a service agreement that includes maintenance by specially trained technicians, engineers, and mechanics to conduct the necessary tasks to ensure that the equipment is properly maintained. Award is recommended to Precision Control Systems of Chicago in an amount not to exceed $100,000. While the Tollgate sought a two-year contract, we're only asking the board to approve a one-year contract. We plan to issue an RFP during the year to seek competition.
So we have this now?
Yes.
We have.
Yeah, this is just to maintain our current system.
We have to the computers or what equipment, what does that mean?
Essentially what it does, it operates all of our, the lighting systems, the HVAC system, our heating and cooling throughout this building and throughout other buildings as well. And Precision currently has that. We currently use their equipment for that.
It's like they check in on a regular basis. If there's a problem, they're the ones that send somebody to fix
it. We can do that by remote. Okay. So our technicians can actually run lighting, turn the temperature up or down by remote. So it actually saves us a lot of money.
So the different offices or different spaces may be programmed to different levels, so you can
exactly
with the, you know, just running a certain scenario can adjust temperature.
Right. Overnight, we can turn the lights off and we can turn the heating down and so on and so forth.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Is that it for procurement?
Correct.
Moving on to legal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Legal has the following item for the consent agenda. Item one is an amendment to an existing intergovernmental agreement relating to the relocation of the Tollway's dynamic message sign on IDOT property on I-94 near the Wisconsin border. The actual cost of the move are significantly greater than the estimate used in the existing agreement, and the purpose of this addendum is to update that number. Engineering has reviewed and concluded that the cost figure is appropriate for the work.
And legal's recommending moving forward?
Yes.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Second item.
Second item is an IGA under which the tollway will be reimbursed $16,451 by the new Lenox Fire Protection District. The tollway installed an emergency vehicle preemption system at the US 6 Cedar Road intersection as part of the South Extension.
Questions? Motion?
So moved.
Moved. Is it motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
The next item is an intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The TOEI will pay a one-time payment of $9,000 to secure long-term access to IDNR property under the I-355 Des Plaines River Bridge.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Christy, did you have a comment?
I do have a couple of comments before we get to this next item. Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you may recall, or I think we're all aware, we've been going through a fairly extensive process of auditing our existing electronic tolling system, but doing that in the hope that we can develop a stronger system for the next iteration of our electronic tolling system. This item, I'm actually fairly excited that we're going to hopefully be entering into this partnership with the University of Illinois. As you know, we're trying to work more with universities and other research institutions in the region. And this item is actually to enter into an agreement with them for their research and survey lab, survey research laboratory, to do basically some focus group work for us. So as we, for instance, in working with the board and in the next iteration of the customer service working group, as we come up with different, whether they be violation scenarios or other changes to the way we handle our electronic tolling, or our violations enforcement, we can do some focus group work around that just to have a sense of both for our IPATH customers, people who aren't used to working with IPATH. We plan to also do specific focus groups with fleets or freight, potential freight customers, so that we can really get a handle on the marketplace and understand how those customers will respond to those changes and maybe understand those changes and hopefully can ultimately improve the way we either implement any changes to our system, define the new electronic tolling system, and of course communicate those changes or what the process is with those customers. So we think this is a fairly reasonable amount. We're going to be doing at least 6 focus groups through this partnership, and I think that it's going to provide some hopefully good feedback from actual customers and potential users of our system to help us do a better job when we come up with the next iteration of our electronic tolling system, but also our violations process and how we handle violations on our system.
I have one point to make, and it says in here they will do these 6 studies at the University of Illinois campus in Chicago, which is not near any of our toll facilities. I don't know what they need in their laboratory to do this kind of things, but it would seem to me, if we really want to get broad participation, if you're trying to get people from Boone County or Winnebago County, they're likely to say, no, they can't come in even if we pay them $100 a day or whatever it is by the time they drive in, park, and have to deal with, in their, at least their head, the hassle. I think the same would occur probably in Lake County and some of the other areas. And I don't, again, I don't know what kind of facilities they need, but you would sort of, that one point, if it's possible that they could do a couple of those in locations where we would have toll users who are not necessarily in the loop area. Because I know years ago I got called on one of these things and it was near my office. I said, oh, for $30 I'll go over and do it. But if they would have said, well, we need you to go to Rockford for this, I said, well, I'm not going to give up 6 hours for something that can take a while. And I just, that was way buried down in the agreement, but just if there's any way we can talk to them about that, unless they need cameras and...
Well, they do need, you do need specialized facilities to have focus groups, and you know, usually there's the opportunity for people to observe the group without the group knowing that it's being observed, etc. There may be other facilities that we can use. Just because it is downtown, of course, many people commute downtown to jobs from the collar counties or from outside the area, so we would hope, and they would of course be soliciting a variety of participation, some existing IPATH customers who will be using our system on a very regular basis, all the way to customers who very rarely use our system. But we can take a look and see if within this dollar limit they could have, and if I don't know enough about the surveying to know if there needs to be some type of consistency in the location of the facility, but we can look to see if they have some alternative facilities that don't raise the upper limit. Wendy, did you have something to add?
I did. We actually had this conversation with UIC, and we sent them a list of the 12 counties in our region. They understand that their groups are going to have to be representative of all 12 counties. It just means that they're going to have to work a little bit harder and call more people from Boone, for example, to ensure that they're accurately represented at the groups that will be held downtown. But we absolutely can look at, you know, changing location as well. It just needs to play out to the cost.
Can I, if I might, you know, as mayor of a, what some would consider a suburban city, you know, I deal a lot with agencies, et cetera, and a lot of those are based in Chicago, and there's a certain amount of Chicago-centric mentality that I detect quite often, and I share the concern that Bill Morris is expressing here, Director Morris, in that, you know, if you want to get people's opinions, the way to do it is to go to them. expecting them to come into Chicago and camp out for the sheer joy of telling us what they think is not necessarily what I think the proactive approach to getting people's, and I would, if even if we had to spend a few extra dollars to do it right, I think we should.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we will work with UIC. If we can, I don't know if we want to move this, still move this item today or not, it's your discretion, but we can work with them to see if at least a couple of these focus groups can be held at, you know, locations outside of, you know, their labs on the UIC campus.
I would prefer that you hold it until you get the answer, because I do not think this is going to be worth $25,000 or $50 or $100 if you're going to do the interviews downtown. And I've spent most of my career working in the Loop, and I understand commuting, but the reality is people from Aurora, Naperville, Elgin, and others are not going to go into the UIC campus and spend 3 or 4 or 5 hours getting there, going back. If we want to get their opinions, it'd be much easier to go out. And my wife worked in this whole area of market research for years, and they flew her all over the country so they could do the interviews in the locations where they were trying to do it. And I just think if it has to cost more money, so be it. We ought to get material that is advantageous to us.
Okay, we can certainly do that. We are actually, I'm pretty confident, I've worked with this before, that, you know, when they recruit, as Wendy said, they would have to work a little, maybe work a little harder and call a few more people, but ultimately they would find people to come in. But we can certainly go back and see, as far as hosting, you know, in locations that are outside the UIC campus, there certainly are focus group facilities elsewhere that can be rented, and it will increase the cost, but hopefully not.
Well, and maybe not. I mean, maybe they could call, you know, Northern Illinois, I'm sure, has a similar lab, and they could call Aurora University, they could call Trinity, they could call Rockford College. They've got, I mean, it might be, I don't think these are terribly sophisticated labs. I mean, I think it's a two-way mirror room. In fact, they can call the Waukegan Police Station. We get a bunch of rooms of two-way mirrors.
Don't forget that.
So I mean, I think, I'm just saying that I think if this is something we really want, I have absolutely no confidence that this will give us the information we want, because the people that would be willing to go there and would be talked into it from Zion or from Rockford or from Aurora, they are probably not your typical users, because the people who typically use our tollway are a lot of them that don't commute downtown. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the tollway does not center on the Loop. It's around the Loop. So,
well, there are some typical users who use it to commute downtown regularly, but I completely understand your point. We'll go back and look for whether there are, you know, other educational institutions that UIC can partner with, or however they get these additional facilities that we can get, you know, some suburban-based lab or focus group facilities.
And out county and out suburban. You know, we serve 12 counties.
We definitely understand your point, and we will try to get locations where we can get a diversity of participation. We're planning on doing 6 focus groups. It's possible that we should do more to, you know, get a broader array of participation.
We're divided for 3 out.
Okay.
I'd like to make 3 points. First of all, I think it's great that we're doing this. I think the more that we hear from our customers and we understand what their attitudes are, the better agency we can be. Second of all, I know these people at UIC, and I think they're very talented. And third, you can't get a better price in terms of quality focus group work than you can get from a good university. The people who do this for profit are very, very expensive, and to be able to couple that. So I think this was a great idea and a creative solution. I hear the point, but I don't want to get lost in this discussion, the fact that we're doing something that's really smart here, I think, and we'll get good results. And maybe because they have M&Ms behind the two-way mirror, some of the directors will want to come and watch the focus groups and see firsthand what people are saying.
Yeah, I second your thoughts on that. I just think a little tweak here would be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, we used these folks when I was in Waukegan. I mean, I'm not objecting to it. I'm just saying, and I think it is good information. But I think we have to be sensitive that if we really want to get the average Joe or Jane, it's probably going to be a lot easier to do it closer to where they live versus having them have to go downtown.
Well, certainly UIC can contact Northern and
arrange for the
We'll figure out. There'll be some additional cost to use different facilities, but we still, I think, would be well below what a for-profit marketing firm would come in at. So we will come back and try to at least put some of these out in field locations and can be back next month. There's no reason that we can't hold it for a month.
Okay, so we're going to table number four. Now, you know, there are people who like an excuse to come into the city.
I'm one of them. No,
being a person who doesn't like going to the suburbs.
I know. I don't disagree. And I use the city a lot and I go to the city a lot, but I think we have to be very careful of becoming so centered on the city of Chicago when we serve these other counties. And we want to get the average user. We don't want to end up with just a select handful. And there are people that are going to simply say, you know, I can walk down the street because I work in the city and I live in the suburbs, and it'll take me 45 minutes or an hour to run out to UIC. But to go, if they're not people who work in the loop, you're talking probably 3 to 4 hours for them to go in and out. And there's no reason to lose their opinions, because that's who we want to.
We'll bring it back next month.
Just
to
be clear,
though, Director Banks, you're welcome in the suburbs anytime.
You need a passport?
Yeah. Actually, that wall was removed about 30 years ago.
Moving on to
item five.
Number five.
Item five, an intergovernmental agreement under which the village of Medawa has agreed to plant approximately 40 evergreen trees along the tri-state. The beautification effort will come at no cost to Utole.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number six.
That's another intergovernmental agreement, this time with the Village of Green Oaks. The agreement deals with two prior noise wall IGAs, but makes no changes to the scope of work on the noise walls or the financial responsibilities of the village and the tollway in those agreements. What this agreement does, however, is net the two agreements such that the village will pay the tollway $278,000 and then proceed with the construction of the noise wall.
So moved. Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Aye. This is really good, because we have had a dispute with Green Oaks for the past 2 years on some money they owe us, and this allows us to settle up to our advantage.
So thank you to Director Morris and Rocco and
We're not terribly popular in Green Oaks, but at least we get our money.
We spent a lot of time working this group. Thank you.
And the next two items.
Next two items are workers' compensation settlements in the amounts of $64,000 and $122,000, respectively. They're with two employees who have since returned to work. Both of them suffered injuries that required surgeries and rehabilitation that, fortunately, were successful.
And as counsel, you're recommending settlement?
I am.
Is there a motion on items 7 and 8?
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Next item 9, authorizes $60,000 towards settlement of an uninsured motorist claim against the tollway. The claim arises out of an accident in which an on-duty tollway employee was injured. The employee exhausted the insurance coverage of the motorist who was at fault, filed a claim against the uninsured motorist claim or policy of the tollway, and this matter will either settle for the $60,000 requested or go to binding arbitration. So risk management, and we've looked at this and recommend $60,000 for it.
Questions? Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the next item.
Next item is a proposed settlement of a property acquisition matter. I'd like to defer action on this item until the full board has had an opportunity to discuss in executive session. So item 11 is a resolution extending the existing VES payment and settlement guidelines. You may recall that the board adopted these guidelines in December to address an audit finding that the tollway should do a better job of documenting its settlements of toll violation cases. At that time, the board put a May 1st sunset date on the guidelines, and the purpose of this resolution is to extend those guidelines through mid-2014, which coincides to when the tollway expects to be moving to its next software platform for toll collection and violation enforcements. The only change in the guidelines is language clarifying that the tollway may at some future point opt to exclude matters and collections from the settlements.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second, any discussion?
Yeah, this is, it's frustrating because we have been trying to deal with this system for the year and a half we've been here. And we had a committee, members Cradle and Towns and myself, and I think Marie was on that. Shauna has worked hard on this. I have a lot of confidence in her over the last 6 months, and she feels this is the best way for us to get where we want to get, that if we want to adjust our fine system in the future, change the two-year look back and things, that we really need to give the system more time where we can get a complete rebuild of our overhead tolling system. We originally were going to just bid to find another vendor or possibly keep the same vendor, and that process is going to be much more time-consuming. But when it's done, hopefully we will have a system that can live with modern times. It's kind of interesting that in the world of computers and data processing, things get outdated in 5 and 10 years versus 30 and 40 years for other things. So this gives that flexibility. I was the one who put the sunset motion in this, and I have worked with Shauna and Christie's office over the last couple of weeks, and I am now completely comfortable with this. We do have some flexibility down the road if there's things that we really need to change, and I believe the chair is planning to reconstitute a committee that would be similar to our consumer committee that can deal with some of these issues. And if we get a new system in place shorter than 3 years, then we can deal with changing some of the ways we go about ticketing people and finding people in that. So I, as the one who put it on, I would encourage people to support the motion to extend this deadline so that we can give our people the proper time to operate, and I think they're really making good progress.
Okay. There was a motion, it was seconded, there was discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Good work. Anything else for the Finance Committee? With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.